Hi there, it's your friendly JopieCast calling. JOPEY.com. Welcome to my squeaky little voice. Howdy folks and welcome. This is episode 7 of the JopieCast for the week of February 12th, 2006. I'm your host, Joe Jopey Fitzpatrick. The JopieCast is a weekly podcast that looks at the local music scene of Western Massachusetts. You may hear a special squeaky voice this week since I am suffering from a slight cold. Please excuse the sniffles. I'd like to start off by thanking Gary Cara, I hope I'm saying that right, who writes for the Nightcrawler column in the Advocate newspaper. Gary mentioned the JopieCast and has increased our listenership. Speaking of our listeners, unfortunately, it is impossible for me to get an accurate count of how many listeners we now have. Some people get the show directly from Jopey.com, others get it from my blog page, and others through a podcasting aggregator such as iTunes or Podnova. But I can say I've had over 400 unique visitors to Jopey.com in just the past 2 weeks. Not too bad. If you think of it, stop on over to Jopey.com and then click on the podcast page link, either the upper left corner or my squeaky little voice link. That will help me get a better idea of how many peeps we have listening. And please share the show with others. I've recently begun putting all the shows on CD so the internet challenge folk can hear it too. Our guest this week has been a close friend of mine for many, many years. Christina Cantalini will be here to sing for us and tell us how she found life on the road and what inspires her to write songs. I have one live show review from myself and encourage any of you to contribute your own reviews for a future show. Go to Jopey.com and hit me up with an email and we'll make that happen. Bob. Hello. Bob, come in. I think Bob is still stuck out in California with our vid from NAMM. I'll get more info on what's up with that for you as soon as I can. Well, once again, we have a lot to do, so let's get things rolling with my weekly rant. I am appalled at the level of insensitivity in the entertainment industry. I was homesick the other day and was flipping through the stations when I saw a story on the Hollywood Insider TV show. They were giving a pair of anorexic twins a beauty makeover. These two girls were extremely ill and looked like mummified corpses. How people saw this as okay is beyond me. I feel they are no less exploitive than the people who produced the Girl Gone Wild videos. How can that not be illegal? Why is it allowed to be advertised on television? And when will enough be enough? It just makes me sad that so many people don't have a problem with exploiting others. It's just sad. Okay, rant done. It's time for the cool internet site of the week. This week's site, liveplasma.com. Live Plasma is a visual search engine for music, movies, directors, and actors. You enter a name and hit search, and Live Plasma creates this very cool visual representation of how other artists, movies, musicians, etc. are all related to them. You have to see it to get it, so go there now. It's liveplasma.com, or of course you can hit jopey.com, J-O-P-E-Y, and you'll find the link right there. Our local music spotlight this week shines on singer-songwriter Christina Cantalini. I've known Christina for years and spent almost a year with Christina on the road in a top 40 band called Ivory. Christina's current project is heading up the band Christina and the Flying Cantalinis. She'll let us know a little bit more about that band in just a few moments. Let's start off by hearing Christina sing one of her own songs. This is called Save Me.
Smiling just for a glimpse of all. And did you know that I've loved you for too long? Through the winter's cold, and did you know that sometimes I prayed out loud?
In the studio with me today is none other than Christina Cantalini of Christina and the Flying Cantalinis. Hey, by the way, did I make up the name Christina and the Flying Cantalinis?
Actually, you didn't. I'm sorry.
All right. I thought I did. But
no.
Was it John?
It was. We were actually sitting at our dining room table, and Warren Ammerman, a good friend and producer, owner of Rotary Records, was with us, and we were writing down names in about 5 minutes. He said, "Oh, just call yourselves the Cantalinis." And I said, "The Cantalinis?" And he goes, "Yeah, the Flying Cantalinis." And we said, "Yeah, the Flying Cantalinis, that's fine." So that was the 5-minute name, which worked. You know, hey, you know, it's fun. And we didn't put too much thought into it, I have to say.
And people remember it.
Yeah, I mean, I just heard about the Flying Kamikaze Brothers. So maybe, you know, we could meet them someday.
Might happen. Hey, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Did you grow up here in Western Mass?
I did. Well, I was born in Springfield, and when I was about 10, we moved to Agawam, where I'm happy to say I had a very happy childhood going to school there. It was great.
When you were younger, did you have any teachers in school that inspired you to pursue music?
Well, one of the great things about moving to Agawam was the junior high was offering free guitar lessons, and which I had always wanted to learn to play guitar, but we probably wouldn't have been able to afford it, so that worked out really great. So I took guitar for a couple years, and after I learned a few chords, I started writing songs. And then when I went to high school, the music program there was run by Stephen Files, who to this day is still a good friend of mine. And he did an excellent job. He actually just retired. So you auditioned if you wanted to be in the show choir and the jazz and the chorus. So I auditioned, and at that time I was really singing from my throat. I didn't have any proper training, and so with his guidance, I learned how to sing much better using your lungs and enabling you to sing longer, because if you're singing just from your throat, you lose steam pretty quickly.
And I know I was on the road with you for almost a year, so I knew you were on the road, but what was being on the road like?
Well, you know, I actually had a great time. And I'd also like to say we really loved having you in our band.
Yeah, I had a blast too.
You are a wonderful drummer, one of the best in this area, and I really want to say that on the air.
Move along now.
Okay. I thought that, I mean, when we first were on the road before you came along, we did a few gigs here and there under a different name, and those were, when people think of being on the road, those were the, you know, in a trailer and then playing at this little small dive, if you will. But after that, we did the Marriott circuits around the country, and I have to say, I thought it was terrific. I mean, we were put up in the hotels. We played on very nice stages. We had great accommodations, and we also traveled to Europe. We played in the Bahamas. So being on the road was just a positive experience for me. I mean, there was quite a bit of driving, of course, but definitely rewarding.
Was there anything in particular that made you decide to come off the road?
Well, it was, I'll try to make it short. There was some tension with the group's manager at the time, who was dissecting the group where we had been more of a joint venture at first. And there was some tension, so a few of the members, a couple of them had left 1 year, and I stayed one more year. And I was confused deciding which direction. I wanted to record more, and that was a carrot that was dangled in front of us a lot, but we never were able to reach the next step. But of course, the percentages from playing were coming in, and the person was collecting their money. So I think, you know, everyone's motivated by different things, and, you know, we all have to put food on the table. So yep. I was going through a lot of that in my head, deciding what I wanted to do. And then I became ill. I got some type of flu, and I went home for a rest. And while I was home for a couple of weeks, you know, I said, I'm done. I'm done with this. It's time to change my direction. And that's pretty much it.
For me, I had my heart ripped out by this lion-ass bitch.
You didn't love her anyway.
What's it like being married to a musician?
It's great. It's really great. You know, I have a wonderful husband. I tell people this a lot, even though I pick on him sometimes and tease him. I am so glad. I mean, I had a, you know, everyone has different relationships as they progress into maturity, but we had known each other for a long time, and he called me for a gig one summer, and basically, well, to be honest, he fell in love with me, and I said, I don't see you that way. And then one day we had been spending a lot of time together as friends and really got to know each other, and I happened to be dating someone else, and I was having dinner at this gentleman's house, and I realized in the middle of dinner that I was in love with John, and I finished dinner, and I told him I have to go now. And we've been together ever since. Being married to him is terrific because we both understand performing. We're not, we don't get jealous if someone is talking to the other people. You know, we're used to that type of environment. Mm-hmm. And so it works all the way around.
Nice.
And he's terrific. I mean,
well, boy. I got to say, I know the both of you, and I think you're both pretty lucky.
Thanks. Yeah. And we even got a little squirt out of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We have a 3-year-old, Grace, and of course, my stepdaughter, Marty, 17.
And
also
she's also
a musician.
Doing music. Yeah,
she's excited. She's graduating this year from PVPA, and she's got the world in front of her.
Wow, that's exciting. Let's take a moment to listen to something you and John did together. This is something that I believe is from your latest project, entitled If I Were a Sailor.
Hey there, I don't want to fall to pieces, no. Myself together for you. You're bringing out the best within me. Do me well if I can feel this. Hold me close so I won't miss the touch here. If I go.
Well, the boogie bear.
You're a good speaker.
You've been. I'm leaving that in there. Okay. Let's see, where are you? Well, you've been writing songs for a long time now. Gosh, over like 2 decades. All right. How is what inspires you changed over the years?
Well, you know, with as we age, I mean, it's incredible. You know, I remember being 23 and thinking, this is the best age. I think I know everything I need to know. And it was just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. I mean, my life has been filled with so many great people, family, and experiences that I always derive my song. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Most of my material is from personal experience, but occasionally I'm in a whimsical mood where I just want to create a story about something. I'll just pick it out and decide. A lot of it is personal, which, you know, songwriters, for the most part, I think everybody takes from their heart and their head and puts it on paper.
This song, What Were You Doing? Is that song about John?
You know, that song isn't about John.
Oopsie, sorry, John.
No, I do have a song about John. It's called Will You Still Call Me Friend? And it's when we were falling in love. So yeah. I wanted to know. It was that. That's John's song. Will You Still Call Me Friend? The song, the other song, Waiting on Love, it's called. And it's actually, it was written for some friends, Donna and Nick, who fell in love. They're both good friends of ours, and they met, and it worked out great for them. And it was the timing in their life. She was dating this man who was his roommate back when she was 20-something, and they never met. Meanwhile, she had been in the house where they shared, these two roommates lived, and she had never met Nick. And then years and years later, after unsuccessful marriage for each of them and children and everything, they met each other at a different time in their life. So that's that story.
Let's hear Christina sing Waiting on Love.
You passed me by somewhere. I guess I missed you by 10 years or so. So what were you doing till now, love? Well, I tried to find the peace that fell out of my heart before. Yes, I thought they'd fill the space that my soul was longing for. So what were you doing, love, till now? I was just killing time. Oh, waiting for you to arrive. Till now, yeah, I was. Do you know what day it is? It's the best days that we have. Yes, I'll put every second away to cherish how we live. Now that I found you, love.
Now, I was just killing time. Oh, wait till for you to arrive. Till now, yeah, I was doing it all alone, and I was waiting.
you have any favorite singers or artists that kind of exemplify your style?
Boy, there's been so many. You know, I love the female and male, but the females, of course, probably influence me much more. The list that I have of people that I admire is really large. At the top of the list, I would say a phenomenal talent who I wish would get even more recognition is Patti Griffin. I think she is one of the best. Sarah McLachlan, of course, is terrific. Melissa Etheridge, Bonnie Raitt. I mean, if, you know, if anybody wanted to call me up and do a gig, I'm available. Any of these great, terrific female artists, I think they're so good. So
cool.
And the list goes on, but yeah, I'll write it down later.
And what are you doing nowadays as far as performing, recording?
Well, I'm working on a third CD. I work with my band at Pizzeria Uno down in Springfield. We start in May, and we go through the summer. Every Saturday night, we're there. It's next to the Basketball Hall of Fame. We're there 7 to 11 Saturday nights, May through September.
Wow.
And that's a great time there. It's all ages, you know, so kids to mature people. You know, you sit outside and play under the stars and enjoy a good time.
What's important to you besides music?
Well, my family, of course, and having Grace, it's a whole nother depth of feeling. She is my 3-year-old daughter who's just the light of my life. And I have horses, and I ride and train and raise. Arabians is my horse of choice, and they're wonderful. I have dogs and cats, and I'm just trying to make the most of the time I have in this world.
That's sweet. You're making me cry again.
I'm sorry, but it's true. Well, that's what this script says. Oh, I mean, no, it is all true. I want to thank you for inviting me on this show of yours.
Well, thank you for
coming.
I'm
very honored to be here.
Well, geez.
Very honored.
I'm very honored that you took the opportunity to come.
No, I'm going to cry. Well, I think that about does it.
I think you should leave now.
All right. See
ya. Bye. Well, as you could tell, I had a blast sitting talking with Christina. She's a real dear friend of mine, and so is her husband, John. And I wish them all the best of luck in their musical careers. All right, well, here's my live show review for this week. This week I get to see one of my favorite bands 2 days in a row. On Friday, the band NBFB was at the Shutesbury Athletic Club. That club, by the way, is like a snapshot out of 1970-something. You got to go there sometime. But anyway, NBFB was the last band to perform, but let me tell you, it was well worth the wait. The drummer, Mr. Noah Bond, is a former student of mine and is just grooving like mad. They had a little equipment malfunction, but handled it with grace. Then on Saturday, NBFB was at the Bay State. The sound was great. I don't think Noah's drums were even mic'd at all, but I could hear everything just fine. The sax player slash vocalist skipped the first set, but made it by set 2. Most of the tunes are original, with an occasional cover tune. They call their music space funk. I call it groovin'. One of my favorite tunes they do is a Zeppelin cover, and it just rocked. Get out and see this band, NBFB, which stands for No Bud Ferbison, a reference to their original drummer and another former student of mine. Very cool, and keep it up, dudes. Let's take a look at some shows coming up in the area this week. Tuesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. There's Valentine's Blues at the Basement. Roomful of Blues at 7 p.m. at the Horse. Latin Dancing Following at 9:30. Katie Land and Rebecca Correa at Bishop's. On Wednesday, February 15th, John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Common Rotation have a 7 p.m. show at the Horse. There's an open mic at the Pioneer Arts Center of East Hampton, starting at 7. And Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Elephant, and the Morning After Girls are all in the ballroom at Pearl Street, starting at 8:30. Also Wednesday, February 15th, Acoustic Night with Minus 11, and that's at Breakers in West Springfield. Thursday, February 16th, Ellen Kogan and the House Cats play jazz at the Delaney House starting at 6. The Frank Morgan Trio hits the Iron Horse stage at 7. And this one's a little out of the way, but In Excess is at the Mohegan Sun. Also Thursday, February 16th, is the drum and bass thing going on at the 11s. On Friday, February 17th, Fred Eaglesmith and Bertie Bush will be at the Horse starting at 7. Soul Live will be funking it up at the Mass Mocha at 8 p.m. Janet Ryan and Straight Up with special guest drummer Joe B will be at the Ivanhoe in West Springfield. Ah, the Ivanhoe. Memories. The Basement has jazz and Cold Duck Complex. Another favorite band of mine is at the Horse starting at 10. I'd be there if I wasn't working. Geez, so much going on. Also, Friday, February 17th, Angry Johnny and Arkham Hollow at the 11s. On Saturday, February 18th, Deedle Deedle Dees, great band name, has a 9 p.m. show at the Flywheel in East Hampton. Ellis Paul and Matthew Hebert, 7 o'clock show at the Horse. A former guest of the Jopie cast, Ray Mason, will be at the Basement starting at 9. The Drunk Stuntmen are at the Brass Cat in East Hampton. And The Breakfast, formerly known as Psychedelic Breakfast, are at the Horse starting at 10. Also on Saturday, February 18th, Janet Ryan and Straight Up with special guest drummer Joe B will be playing the Andirons Inn up in West Dover, Vermont. On Sunday, February 19th, at the Academy of Music in Northampton, there's the Tribute to Ray Charles. This show begins at 2 p.m. Later on, Hal Ketchum and Carrie Powers with a 7 p.m. show at the Horse. On Monday, February 20th, blues great Marcia Ball with a 7 o'clock show at the Horse. There's a David Bowie and Iggy Pop tribute at the 11s. Monday, February 20th, also Ed Vattis at Bishop's. And if you want to sit in, make sure you get there for the first and second set. You don't know the blues till you played them with Ed. That brings us to the end of another Jopie cast. Be sure to visit jopie.com, J-O-P-E-Y.com, to find all the links mentioned in today's podcast. And also email me if you have an upcoming gig you'd like listed. And remember, I'm still looking for live show reviews, so drop me a line if you're interested. We're going to wrap this show up with some wonderful sounds from Christina Cantalini. This is the song Finding My Way. Be sure to get out and support local music. Thanks for listening. Smell you later.
Oh,
Welcome to my squeaky little voice. Welcome to my squeaky little voice. Welcome to my squeaky little voice. This week's episode of the JopeyCast, powered by Sudafed Severe Head Cold Formula. We'll be right back.